All right, so I received a request to fill out the talk, the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. So I thought I would do that. Number one, on your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? I would say that erotic audio ranks way, way up there for me. I've always been a person who enjoys... I just love sounds that people make when they're feeling good. And I really enjoy a good story. Anything I can insert myself into and be like, okay, that's what I want. Things I can imagine myself in it. I find professional porn, a lot of it, to be really, really... disappointing, I guess, is a good way to put it. Disappointing and just really fake and weird. Like, it doesn't turn me on. So, so I would say probably erotic audio is pretty high up there for me. How long did I lurk on GWA before I posted an audio file? And was I coaxed into it? No one had to coax me to do anything. Pretty much I found GWA and was like, ah, I have arrived. This is where I belong. This is home. Yeah, I think I posted within like a day or two of, like a day or two of finding DWO, I was like, yeah, I like this. I want to be part of this. Which I'm actually coming up on my cake day, so of my 1 year anniversary. Anyway, have I voiced about my deepest, darkest secret desires on GWA? Some of them. I mean, I don't think that I really have much in the way of secret desires. I mean, I'm pretty open about the fact that I'm kinky, that I'm into some pretty kinky stuff. There are a couple of things that I voiced maybe to some specific people, but not to kind of, the world as a whole. And I don't think I probably will. There are some things that some areas I think that I've left kind of unexplored. That depending on, you know, how much longer I decide to ride this ride, may get to them, I may not. Which type or genre of GWA recording is my favorite? I really love man sounds, so edging. Oh god, edging. Edging recordings are definitely my favorite. Listening to guys, edge, beg. I also enjoy spanking audios, boys with toys, basically just man sounds. Just give me the sweet, sweet whimpers and moans and needy sounds. Oh, okay. Which one of my own recordings do I like the most? That's a really hard question to answer. I have to pause this for a second and go look at my list of audios. Hold on, I'll be right back. Alright, see, now I'm looking through my audios and I keep thinking, oh, that one's my favorite, that one, I really like that one. It's really hard for me to say. Like, I really like the Please Come on My Face because it was something that I improvised on the spur of the moment, but was really able to get into because it's really like a kink that I have, so I really enjoyed that. I really loved all of the Week of Retribution Tease and Denial Challenge, which I know I feel like I've teased at this before, but I'm hoping to be able to do another round of this summer. And I really liked The Kiss. Probably my favorite stuff, honestly, is the stuff that I do that's been, like, soft dom, and because that, to me, that's, like, the most like me, I think, and so it's the stuff that feels the most comfortable. So, like, The Kiss, and, A Visit to You, and, just a lot of the bunny cat one that I did and that kind of stuff. Like I really like, I don't know, I feel like that's really where I'm most comfortable is kind of that like sweetly dominant. And so those are probably my favorite ones to do. So that was a really long answer to a simple question. Okay. So let's see. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? So like a man in a suit, a woman in a suit. When it comes to guys, so I really, really like thighs. Men's thighs. I don't know. I just really like them, especially if they're kind of like big and muscular. So if they run or if they, for any reason have like bigger, meatier thighs, just makes me want to sink my teeth into them. So anything that shows off shapely thighs and calves in guys. So shorts. I like shorts a lot. Kilt. Oh my God. You want to wear a kilt or a utility kilt or any sort of like, oh yeah. and like guys in flip-flops. I like guys' feet too. I don't know. Like not like I want to like rub up on guys' feet, but guys' legs and feet and just in general, I don't know. I really appreciate a nice set of legs on a guy. on a girl, I really enjoy cute dresses, but I think a part of that's because I like cute dresses for myself. So I'm like that's a really cute dress. I really like the really well put together, kind of very sharp professional look on women. I find that really, really sexy. So like you know, nice dress slacks and heels, because I'm always so jealous of heels because like I really am not, I don't wear heels because I'm just not coordinated enough. I just don't do it. But I love them. I'm so obsessed with them. They're beautiful and they look so good on other people that don't have weak ankles who will die if they wear them. And so, yeah, so women in like a really high, sexy heel. I definitely enjoy that. So slacks and like a high heel, or a pump of some kind. So if you ever watch House, the first like few seasons of House, like Cameron, she's constantly wearing like this, these like vests over button up tops. And fuck, that's hot. I don't know. Like a nice pair of slacks and like a vest. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. I'm like spending way too much time on this question. What do I wear to bed? Usually nothing. Sometimes panties and a t-shirt, but not a whole lot. Other than bed, where is my favorite place in the house to have sex? I guess the couch. Like I don't, I'm a big fan of being comfortable during sex. So, I mean, I definitely have, you know, fuck on the living room floor, things like that. But, comfortable's good. So yeah. So the couch, if you're not going to use the bed, has food such as whipped cream or chocolate, for example, come into play during sex? If yes, do tell. Only in like an incidental way, kind of like a, like I will, like if I spill something on myself, like somebody might lick it off, but not like a, I don't have any interest in food in the bed at all. Like, I just don't want to do that. It just seems messy and sticky and, yeah, for a lot of reasons. I don't really feel like going into all the reasons, but no, food in bed, no. I don't like being sticky either, so that would be just, bleh. Okay. After a night out, have I ever woken up in the morning next to someone I didn't know? No, That doesn't mean I haven't had one night stands. I just didn't stay at their place, or they didn't stay at mine. I would find it really weird to sleep all. So, judge if you want. It's one thing to have sex with somebody, it's a totally other thing to have them stay the night. I don't know, that feels way too intimate. Yeah, go ahead, judge, whatever, I don't care. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something that you would ever do? Yes, I have. I don't I had an experience. Well, yeah. You didn't ask me to talk about it, so I'll just skip that. So yes, I have, and yes, I would. When I'm nearing an orgasm, what are the words or phrases that will make me come? I don't know that there's the word please just fucking melts me. Yeah, I love the word please. So if someone is saying something along the lines of like please come for me, please, or yeah, I don't think I have a set thing that really gets me off. Sometimes I'm surprised at the things that people will say that will get me off. I had a session not so long ago with someone that telling him that I wanted to hurt him, like I wanted to like beat him. And then his reaction to that statement, which was very, very positive, like when I said I want to hurt you, and he like groaned in like this like totally like excited way, like that totally, I got it, came so hard. It's pretty amazing. So I think it really depends on the situation. If I'm in a situation where somebody else is kind of in charge-ish, which doesn't happen often, but it does happen sometimes. If they like tell me to come, they tell me to come for them. Yeah, that'll do it. Would I rather be tied up or the one tying the knots? Typically the one tying the knots. I have been tied up. I don't hate it. There's something really exciting about being powerless in that situation. It's something that I would only do with somebody that I really, 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 really trust, which is, I mean, not surprising, really. And, but oh gosh, I feel like I'm doing a bad job with this talk thing. I'm just babbling forever about nothing. But typically, I would rather be the one tying the knots because having that kind of power over somebody is just really, really great. Oh, I did this out of order. Anyway, do I have multiple orgasms, and what is my record for orgasms in a single day? Yes, I do. And I think my record is like 12 or 13, something like that. I should really record an audio about that particular session. Yeah. Yeah, but being able to have multiple orgasms is incredible, and I'm sorry, guys, that you can't do that. Just, I'm sorry. Have I and a lover made sex videos, and have I shared them with anyone else? No, and I will never make a sex video. I've made recordings, but no video, nothing, no. Have I ever gotten so wet or erect in public that I had to go find a private place? Like, do you mean like a private place that I had to go masturbate? Because no, the answer would be no to that. I mean, I've gotten so wet that I've had to like change my clothes. When I was a senior in high school, I made out with my then boyfriend in the mezzanine level of the library, like up above the library. And I was wearing these kind of they're like these thin material shorts, and they were pretty short, but they were also like a khaki color, but they weren't khakis. They were kind of like that, like a, I don't know, like a that rain jacket thickness, like a windbreaker. They were like a windbreaker material, and I totally soaked right through those fuckers, like through my panties, through those, and I was like, ah, shit. I'm like, so now I have to like walk around school with, and it's the end of this, the end of the school year, so it's hot as balls, and I've got like this big bulky sweatshirt tied around my waist because I don't want anybody to see how. Anyway, yeah, so that's happened before, I guess. What part of my body instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? I think pretty much any part of the body can be erogenous if it's paid special attention to. I mean, I would say I've got certain spots, like my neck, is very sensitive. My chest, like above the breasts, like if you kind of like nibble there. And then I have like a killer spot behind my knees. Like if you kind of like pin my legs down and like lick and at the back of my knees, I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna go pretty crazy. Like I mean, I might actually just like freak out and be like, I can't handle this, stop. But it's always fun like to find out if I will freak out. yeah. How much does the size of his cock, her tits, her pussy matter to you? I'm not sure if like the size of okay, so here's the thing. I always like the I like it when I get a chance to talk about this. It's like so I like big dicks. Like I'm not gonna lie, I like them. They're great. Does that mean if someone doesn't have a big dick, I'm not interested? No, it doesn't. I've dated guys that had very, very small dicks. I've dated guys that had very, very big dicks, and my interest in dating them had nothing to do with their dick size. If you're talking about straight up just fucking, yeah, I'm probably gonna seek out somebody who's got the bigger dick because that's what I like. But when I say bigger too, I don't mean like porn star big because that's too big. And if we're gonna talk, get all Goldilocks on this, like, six, 6.5, 7, that's ideal for length. And then girth is really what matters to me. Like I don't like really long dicks because they just hurt to me. So actually like my dream dick. If you want me to talk about my dream penis, would be like, 6.5-ish, nice and thick, uncut. I don't hate cut dick, but I really don't. Like it's perfectly fine, lovely. But I think uncut, A, like the head is so much more sensitive and fun to play with. And I just feel like the dick in general is just more fun. And it's so sad that so many American guys are cut. It's so sad. At any rate, where was I going with this? Oh, my dream dick. Yeah. So my dream dick is uncut, probably 6.5, and like thick. Like hard to get my mouth around thick. Yeah. All right, let's move on. In terms of girls, I love tits. Oh God, I love tits so much. And I love them. I love the whole range. Like tiny little beautiful perky like with the sensitive nipples and just And then I love big tits too. I love them all. Yeah. Oh, I like boobies. And I don't think I've ever really thought about the size of a woman's vagina. But it's true that like vaginas are totally different from vary from person to person. Like mine is kind of shallow, and pretty stretchy. And kind of can contract kind of a lot, but anyway, I'm just I'm totally this is the worst This is the worst ramble ever. Okay. Why does it matter? Oh, that's a good question. Nobody ever asks that. Why does it matter? Well, with the size of the cock, it's especially with the girth, it's about hitting the right spots and giving me that sensation of being full, which is a very pleasurable sensation. And with tits, I just they're all beautiful, so yeah. What is my idea of good foreplay? Good foreplay starts several hours before you actually touch each other, in my opinion. And so it's, the looks that you give each other, it's the way you tease each other, it's the things that you say, it's, leaning over and whispering something like, I can't wait to see you on your knees later. Trying to think of something else that would really kind of totally do it for me. Other good foreplay. Yeah, just that idea of that kind of like teasing each other for an extended period of time. And then when it actually comes time to touching and things like that, it totally depends. I mean, sometimes I require a lot of foreplay, like a lot of touching and a lot of kind of getting me worked up, but not if we've been teasing each other for hours. Then I'm like a rabid animal. I'm like, let's get these clothes off and let me at you. But yeah. Kissing is super important to me, like as part of the process of getting excited for sex. I would say without kissing, I'm probably not gonna have a really good sexual experience. In part because like so much of my sexuality is like wrapped up in that connection with my mouth. And so, like kissing each other's necks, just kind of that, like, yeah, that's really good. Yeah, kissing is good. And just touching each other. And then beyond that, like, I don't think there's anything in particular that I really want or need, in terms of foreplay. I really enjoy, giving head, so it's probably something that I'd want to be part of that kind of build up to sex, but not necessarily, I guess. All right, so that is a lot about foreplay. Nice long foreplay is good. Take your time. Have I role played, and what is my favorite role play? I have role played. I've role played a lot of different things. Let's see, what's my favorite? Teacher student is always fun. I like teacher student. I've role played some stuff that was really hot in the moment that I don't think I want to admit right now. Let's see what else that I would admit to. The only kind of role play I don't really like is role play where we're pretending to be specific people. Like, that's just creepy to me. But role play pretending to be, the boss and someone else is your employee or, something like that. Like, that's kind of fun. Or, pretending to be. Okay, so I've done some incest role play. So, like, pretending to be related to somebody can be kind of hot. Yeah. And I think I'll leave it on that note, GWA, because that's a good place to leave it, right? Yeah, I'm just gonna stop and hit the group. I'm gonna stop now.